Mine is right here. Thanks for walking me back home. I had a great time tonight. Do you want to come in? I have ice cream. Yeah, you can totally eat ice cream twice in the same night. And besides, that was restaurant ice cream earlier. And I have home ice cream. It's better, I promise. Great. Okay, let's go. Here it is. My place. It's not much, but it's super cozy. And it has enough room for a freezer, which is all we need for that ice cream. You can get settled down on the couch over there if you want. If the pillows start moving on their own, that's just Mrs. Peanut. She prefers to sleep there instead of her actual doggy bed. Here you go. 2 scoops of vanilla bean, 1 for you, and 1 for me. See? I told you home ice cream is tastier than restaurant ice cream. You're smiling because you know I'm right. Oh my gosh. Why did you take a whole year to ask me out? Tonight was so much fun. You were shy? Really? And I'm not exactly the most intimidating person at work, you know. But in any case, I'm glad you asked me out. It means I finally have a chance to do this. Pulling away. I'm sorry. Do you not kiss on the first date or something? I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to push. What do you mean you didn't expect this from me? Oh. Oh, you thought I was super innocent? Oh, that's so cute. What gave you that impression? Is it the sundresses I always wear? Or, oh, it's how I never say any bad words, isn't it? I knew it! Oh, it's always the eyes. These little doe eyes of mine have gotten me out of trouble lots of times since I was a little girl, but don't let them fool you. Not what people think I am. Well, for example, I plan to do a lot more than just kiss on our first date. And I'm not wearing this ponytail to look cute. I'm wearing it because I want you to have something to grab onto later. Don't worry, you've only known me for a year. And this is our first date. I think you'll find that there's a lot more to learn about me. Like, in your hand, and let me show you something. Under my little sundresses, I never wear panties. And yes, that includes now. This is how wet I am. And it's all for you. Come on. Let me show you how not innocent I can be. Oh, no, it's okay that you don't have a condom. To be perfectly honest, I wouldn't want you to use it even if you did. Now, where were we? Your lips are so soft. They taste like vanilla. Off your pants. I want to see how the vanilla pairs with the taste of your... well, you know. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's gorgeous. I can't believe you kept me waiting for over a year for this. Let's just start off with a couple of kisses. Are my lips a little cold? Sorry, ice cream. But it seems like you enjoy my soft, cold. You want me to put it in my mouth already? I don't think so. After all, you kept me waiting a year before asking me out. So you can wait just a little longer before I suck you off. Maybe I should just lick it a little bit. Just like the ice cream. Wow, you're getting so much harder. You feel so powerful. Oh, you have a little bit of pre-cum at the tip here. I'll get that. Was that a little shiver? Are you a little sensitive right there? Only one way to find out, I guess. You are sensitive there. Seems to happen every time. every time that I put the tip in my mouth and swirl my tongue around you, a little more comes out. Just like that. Okay. I think you waited long enough. It's time for me to show you what I can really do. Right. You really do pair well with the vanilla. You're still getting harder in my mouth. It tickles. I love hearing you moan almost as much as I love making you moan. Like that. I'm gonna moan for you a bit later, I think. But no cursing like you do when I do this. I like hearing you say it, but I don't really like using bad words myself. My mouth is still a little innocent in some ways. Getting even wetter. I don't know what it is. But sucking you off just turns me on so much. Just pulsing down there. I hope you don't mind if I touch myself a bit while you're in my mouth. Perfect. Let me just slip these pesky little straps off my shoulders. See? That's why I love sundresses. I can easily take them off while I blow you. Sound that you make. I just need to take you as deep as you can go down my throat. Mm-hmm. Into my little doe eyes while I deep throat you. Oh. No idea how much I want to do this with you. Okay. I think it's time we naughtier, don't you think? I'm absolutely soaked and I just need to let out all this energy. Hey, what are you doing? Nuh-uh. You don't get to have control tonight. You kept me waiting a whole year before you asked me out. Before we could have fun like this. So tonight, I'm in charge. Stay on your back and loose the shirt. There we go. That's better. Now I can finally put you inside me. Yes. That's exactly what he needed. You were made to fit perfectly inside me. I can feel you in all the right places. Grab my hips. Get as deep as you can. I want to feel your hands on my body, and I want to feel you as deep inside me as possible. Hold myself up on your chest for a moment. Like that. Exactly like that. your promise earlier about my ponytail. Here, just pull up for a second. I want you to take me from behind. No. Don't hold back, okay? Be as rough as you. Oh! Yes! Don't stop! Harder! Harder! Stop being so gentle! Don't treat me like the little. Like the little innocent angel that people think I am. Come on. Oh my goodness. I can feel you getting even deeper. That's perfect. I can't believe I waited a whole year for this to happen. Pull my hair, grab my hips, do whatever you need to do to get deeper. Whatever. I think her ice cream melted. No, it's okay. I'm feeling pretty full right now. But anyway, we need to talk. You're in trouble. Yeah, you are. You made me curse. I never say bad words. What do you have to say for yourself? Well, I'm sorry, but you need to be punished for making me break my own rules. Later, I'll show you how an innocent girl punishes guilty people like you.